My name's Robert Ricks, and I'm the founder of an organization called Down Here in the Dirt Productions and Publications. And originally, I was supposed to, I had a weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because of some things that happened between me and the Armory. And so I know Howard and Dana really well of ARM, and Grace from Rapier. And so I know how they are real active in the community and the things, and I really believe in the things that they're trying to do. And so I decided that, you know, I would give them this day so that they could just kind of try to bring the community together, get their message out, share some experience, strength and hope with the community, give Howard an opportunity to have a platform to talk about what he's trying to do with running for the city school district. And so that was pretty much the reason why I was here.
I'm a member of ARM. We feel that by bringing the community together, that we can get their support and they can get our support in this effort to overcome racism and to change things that's going on in the community. This is one of the events that ARM has put on to bring the community together for networking, whether it be politicians running for office, social organizations, networking together to build a stronger, better community for all of us. Today is a very special day because this is Community Day, and we're just trying to reach out to the community and help the community realize that there is an organization that is trying to change things, especially those things that deal with racism, things that just don't seem right in the community.
I'm Billy from Action for a Better Community, Action Front Center. We're an HIV clinic. HIV is really impacting our community, whether you know, the general public sees it or not, or however the media spins it. We need to keep our kids, everybody safe. We try to keep them protected. We pass out free condoms. We have testing, and we're connected with all the other organizations in the community that provide testing and these same things.
Okay, I'm with Progressive Democrats of Genesee Valley. My name is Robin Wilt. I'm the chapter leader, and we're here today in an attempt to try to build community. We thought it was important to reach out to other groups in the community who are like-minded, who want to expand progressive ideals that we stand for. So we thought it was important to be here, and that's why we're here.
We are Simply Spectacular, and we are an event planning company. And right now we are working with Walk of Life Christian Center to promote the Feed the Harvest Health Fair, which is August 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a free event for the community to come out and get health information, resource information, to have a good time with some free entertainment, free food, some giveaways for clothes, some raffles and giveaways for iPods, things like that, just to promote the community in itself and making sure they have the information they need to get the resources they need. It is at Walk of Life Christian Center, 32 York Street.
Hi, I'm KT from Food Not Bombs. We cook meals every other Saturday and have people gather up at the corner of Alexander and South Ave. Just hang out, anyone who is around. There is a drop-in center down the street, so we always go and make an announcement to have people come out and share food.
Our group is Rapier. That's Rochester's Advancing Performers Interpreting Everyday Realities. That's a double-edged sword or double-edged blade. We are an offshoot of SWORD, Spoken Word Organization of Rochester for Development, but we are a little bit larger than they were. We have singers, dancers, poets, every art form you can imagine from all ages, very young people all the way up. I think our oldest member is about 73. And what we do is we build community by advocating, getting out there and speaking your beliefs and how to help each other. And between artists and musicians and everything else, we all support each other. And we even babysit each other's kids. And the mission is to build up youth so that they have a place to vent their frustrations, happiness, and everything else so that they don't turn to a life of crime. People can get involved by calling me. My name is Grace Flores. My number is 339-9684, or stop by any of my open mics throughout Rochester.
Other than that, my organization or my business, we are a stage production and a book publishing company. I have two books out. One is called Mastermind. The second one is called Bastards and Bastresses, Growing Up Fast, Furious, and Fatherless, which is about five kids growing up in the inner city without fathers and wayward mothers and just the tumultuous stuff that they go through being young people without that guidance. A story that is really, really common in our community. So I've sold a few books and shook a few hands and made a few new friends, and I'm just trying to support in any way I can the forward motion of a community in peril, basically, because it's just a lot of stuff going on that shouldn't go on. With the richness of Rochester, as much money, as many people, as many resources there is in this city, a lot of the things that go on shouldn't go on. It's 2009. We shouldn't still be fighting racism, you know. It's 2009. Young people should have forums and opportunities where they can go to show their talents, their God-given talents, and people in the community embrace them. But sadly, we live in a city where those things aren't available, and racism is still prevalent.